Mike, you're muted again, just so you know. Okay, so Sean O'Leary is called in, so I've bumped him over. So he's the little phone that we see there. So just so you know, I think I might be able to rename
him. Hi, everybody.
There we go.
I don't see BCAT logged in yet.
Not quite yet.
We'll give it a few moments.
Amanda, I have a problem with my camera. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear.
Mike, I have been known to sing the Star Spangled Banner once or twice.
There we go.
So, but since we don't do the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't feel the need to fill in.
Kim was there, but I don't see her now.
Okay. Well, I am not seeing BCAT. Maybe we'll give them a couple more minutes. They usually are pretty good about logging right on, but. Well, either way, I do have the Zoom recording that I can use and then post. Oh, it looks like Kim is logged in as an attendee. Let me go ahead and move her over here. All right, there's Kim. And like I was saying, we do have the Zoom recording too, so we can, it takes a little more effort and some work in editing, but we can go ahead and put this into the right format and post this too. So I don't want to have us hold off too long, okay. Be late. So
sounds great. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay. Call the meeting to order, regular meeting of Tuesday, July 7th, 2020 at 5:33 PM. Agenda item A will begin with introductions and once again, start on the south end. Commissioner Allen. Can you hear us, Commissioner Allen? Okay, we'll come back to her. And of course we know Ed is gone, so he has an excused absence. And then have we heard from Jim Svensson?
I have not.
Okay, so we'll wait to see if he comes in. Let's go ahead and move to Central Kitsap, Commissioner Shattuck.
Yes, good evening. This is Richard Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
Great, Commissioner Beam.
This is Alan Beam, Central Kitsap.
Okay, and North Kitsap, Commissioner Phillips. Oh, mute. You're still on mute.
All right, there we are. Joe Phillips, North Kitsap.
Great. And Commissioner Murphy?
Aaron Murphy, North Kitsap.
And last but certainly not least, Commissioner Mall.
Amy Mall, North Kitsap.
Great. Welcome to everybody. We'll move to agenda item B, virtual meeting protocol. We're all fairly familiar with it now. And then later in the meeting, since we have a public hearing, we're probably going to extend a little bit of time to give everybody an opportunity to try log in, especially attendees, if they're having any technical issues. Okay.
And just so that we cover, if any of the attendees do wish to speak, if they're calling in, they can hit star 9 and that'll raise a hand and alert me that they would like to talk and I can make sure that they're unmuted. And then for those that are logging in via computer, then they should just have a raise hand button that they can press too.
Great. Yeah, we'll call it several times. Perfect. Item C, adoption of agenda. Are there any additions or corrections or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve as presented?
Move to approve the agenda as proposed.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, motion second to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. And if you don't mind, Commissioner Allen, can you hear us? She's still on mute.
I clicked on ask to unmute. There we go.
Okay, I have no video, but.
Oh, that's okay, as long as we can hear you. I wanted to record your vote. Did you vote to approve the adoption of the agenda as presented?
I did.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Item D, adoption of minutes, meeting minutes of June 2nd, 2020 and June 16th, 2020. Have you had the opportunity to review the minutes of June 2nd?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, any additions or corrections to the meeting minutes?
Move to approve minutes as presented for June 2nd.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then the June 16th meeting minutes will be deferred until the next regular meeting. Okay. Item E. Oh, first of all, I wanted to recognize too that BCAT has joined us. Thank you very much. We appreciate their broadcasting of the meeting.
Wonderful.
Item E, general public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to provide testimony to the Planning Commission about items not listed on the agenda.
I thought we agreed it was going to be comments, not testimony.
Yeah, well, comments, yeah, public input. So
we do have a hand raised with one of the attendees.
And if you could once again, Amanda, go over how they do that, if they want to participate, hit the star 9 and the raise hand.
Yep. So if callers that are calling in, just hit star 9. It indicates to me that you'd like to speak, and then I will go ahead and allow you to talk. Once the chair recognizes you, you can provide your comments, and then we'll move on to the next. If you have... if you could also state your name clearly and spell it too, that would be great for minutes, purposes of minutes, and for capturing it on public record. And for those that are logging in on the computer, I can see the names that are listed, but the same thing, if you just click on the raise your hand icon, I can process that and the chair will recognize you and you can provide your testimony or comments as well.
Okay, good. Great. And so again, this is the portion to provide input to the commission about any item that's not on the agenda. So if you're here tonight to provide input during the public hearing, we request that you wait until the public hearing so that you're on the record and can provide the information to us. Under general comment, unless the commission objects, we'd like to limit it to your comments to 3 minutes per individual. We might change that during the public hearing, depending on the number of people we have participating. We might extend it beyond the three. But for the general public comment, we'll have 3 minutes. Okay, Amanda, can you tell us who's, or can you go ahead and unmute the first one?
This is Richard A. Brown. I have a company called Kitsap Commercial Group. I've testified for the last 50 years in front of the Planning Commission. And I want to make general comment about the relationship between the staff and the Planning Commission. You are not a rubber stamp for the staff. You represent the citizens of this county. And I find that in today's world, unlike before when we did planning, the staff prepares reports and expects you to approve them. And if you don't go by what they want, they say things like Jeff said, last month was, well, we might have to stop over if you stop what we're doing if you approve the ADUs. You're not there for that reason. You're there to represent the public. And if you understand that, then you can understand what I'm about to say. Currently, there's a housing crisis that is going beyond the pale. There is not going to be any affordable housing, and there's not going to be any regular housing. We're at over $200 a square foot right now, going to maybe $225, $250, headed for $300 a square foot. That means a 1,500 square foot house will cost $450,000 in Kitsap County. Well, what is the reason? The reason is because government feels that they're of, by, and for the people. They're not. You're of, by, and for the people. The staff has their own reasons to do what they want to do. Either it's grant money or it's refusing to do away with ordinances due to do not work. And there's a pile of them. So they just keep on piling things on top of developers, builders, and the ordinary public. So right now, no one can do a short plat by themselves, period. You need an engineer, you need a geotech, you need this, you need that. And those things all cost money. You can't give your kid a piece of property because he can't, the father who wants to give the kid the property, he can't afford to pay the fees. Is that realistic? I don't think so. So what I would suggest to the Planning Commission, do not just generally approve what the staff says they have to do, because the devil made them do it. And who is the devil? The devil is the DOE, the Indian tribes, and every other government agency interfering in the right for the public to have affordable housing. When affordable housing disappears, which it has in Kitsap, then rents go up beyond what the ordinary person can pay. So it used to be in my apartments I owned, you paid $800 or $900. So the same apartments rent for like $1,800 to $2,000 a month now. Now, how are we going to keep our kids home if we continue to pass these things? The Growth Management Act has destroyed housing. Everybody knows it. Every government knows it. But as long as the socialists and control Olympia, nothing's going to change. So Kitsap has to stand up for itself and say, we're not going to run the Navy Yard out. We're not going to have a situation where the Navy personnel can no longer buy a house in Kitsap County. And those are my general comments. Also, one other thing. If you're going to continue to pile on stormwater, a stormwater pond used to cost me $35,000 to build. Now I imagine it's somewhere around $100,000 to $150,000 to build for a subdivision. And I would say that the one thing in in the stormwater analysis.
Sorry, Mr. Brown, do you want to provide that on the record during the public hearing? Do you want to come back? Because we're beyond our 3 minutes on the general comments.
Okay. But hold on. Well, I've said enough. They get the point. Where is this going to stop? I mean, is it ever going to stop? That's the question. Can a person making $35,000 a year working for the county buy something? Heck no. Can a journeyman in the Navy Yard is not going to be able to buy anything. If you get that, then you know what I'm talking about. And I've been telling the county commissioners and planning commissions for years, if we continue to deny urban growth area, there is not going to be any housing. Get that. Yep. Thank you very much for your attention.
Yeah, and if you can just hold on, we're going to have the public hearing in a few moments on stormwater, and you're welcome to come back and testify again. Okay. Any other individuals wish to provide input to the Planning Commission? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead and move to the next agenda item, which would be F, announcements. Okay, first, is Angie or Dave or somebody going to give us a quick briefing on the reason we're not addressing zoning code and the plan for the next few meetings?
Yes, this is Liz Williams with the Department of Community Development. I'm here tonight just to give the commissioners a quick update. on the zoning use table update projects. So due to COVID-related delays, the department has postponed the work study session that was recently scheduled for this evening and the public hearing that was tentatively scheduled for July 21st. So as we reformat the various standards that relate to different uses in different zones, we just want to make sure that as we move this project forward, that we're not creating any unintended consequences for proposed changes, and that we are providing an opportunity for the public to review those changes as they move forward through the public process. So we were not ready for this evening to hold that work study session with the board to review those design standards. So we're in the process of updating the schedule and are tentatively hopeful to come back to the Planning Commission to re-engage this project in August is what we're targeting right now. And if that does change, we will definitely notify the commission of those changes and let you know as we move forward on this project. So I'm happy to answer any questions that the commissioners may have, but just wanted to give you a quick update that we weren't having the work study session this evening, and that is related to some COVID delays and kind of staff capacity that we currently have within our planning and long range division. Just for context, we have a team of 11 staff and we currently have 4 vacancies on our team and a number of large mandate projects in addition to the use table project that we're working on. So we're trying to balance everything as we move forward this very important project. So again, happy to answer any questions the commissioners may have.
Great, thanks Liz. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Commissioner Beam.
A 1 month delay implies that there's a big change in progress. When will we get to see the paperwork and what that change is so we have time to evaluate it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on that right now. And again, it's not that there is a significant change that is occurring. This is really relating to staff capacity right now and the fact that we do have 4 vacancies within our division and making sure that we can move this project forward, like we said, to provide those opportunities for public comment in addition to the review of the Planning Commission. So as we are able to get the schedule solidified, we will bring this back to the Planning Commission for your review and consideration.
Okay, any other questions or comments of Liz or staff about the zoning code? Okay, hearing none, any other announcements? Okay, seeing or hearing none, we'll move to the next agenda item. Item G, public hearing, stormwater design manual update. We'll begin with a staff briefing. And our intention is to accept oral testimony tonight and then accept written testimony through Friday. And we'll, unless the commission wants to adjust the dates or times. Okay, Angie.
Thank you, Chair, as well as good evening, Planning Commissioners. Tonight has been advertised as a public hearing to solicit verbal as well as written testimony on the proposed second draft revisions to the Kitsap County Stormwater Design Manual, as well as amendments to Title Kitsap County Code Title 12, which is our stormwater drainage related code and procedural requirements. I hope everybody has received another copy of the second draft that has not changed since our last work study briefing on this, as well as the proposed revisions, red line revisions to Title 12. Major change matrix, again, hasn't changed since our last work study session, as well as response to comments received thus far prior to the Planning Commission hearing tonight, as well as staff report. The department has issued a state Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, notice determination of non-significance. 4-day comment appeal period closed yesterday. As of right now, I haven't heard status on any comments or appeals have been filed, but I will confirm that before what we are hoping for, which is July 21st, which is the next Planning Commission meeting, to enter in deliberations as well as crafting the recommendations of this body that would move forward to the Board of County Commissioner process. As Commissioner Eliason mentioned, staff does recommend, while we solicit verbal testimony here, that we do provide an opportunity for folks that could not be here tonight an opportunity to submit written comments. Suggestion is close of business Friday, which is July 10th as a suggestion, but this body can modify that where you see fit. I'm happy to answer any questions the commission may have, but I do know we have a number of attendees, frequent flyers and user of the design manual, as well as the Title 12 edits, and welcome their feedback on the proposal and how that will inform us moving forward.
Great, thanks, Angie. Any comments or questions regarding procedures from the commissioners? Okay, I only have one. Have we had any other written testimony other than the Kitsap Building Association and Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners?
Not to my knowledge, Commissioner. However, I do want to verify any SEPA comments written, but I can verify that before our July 21st deliberation.
Great. Sorry, I should have said excluding SEPA. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead. If there are no other comments, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing at 5:51 p.m. And Amanda, could you go ahead, sorry, to repeat one more time how everybody can participate, raising hand and star nine. I know we have one caller. Rest our video.
No problem. Anyone who's calling in that would like to speak, just go ahead and hit star nine on their phone. And likewise, those that are logged in via computer can press the raise hand icon, which indicates to me that you'd like to speak. And then I will go ahead and process that in order. The chair will recognize you and you can provide your testimony onto the record. When you do begin your testimony, please state your name and spell it for the record. And I think that's about it.
Oh, and just to repeat again, I've decided I want to give individuals up to 5 minutes. This is a very in-depth manual, takes a lot, as you guys know, and I think we have a few enough attendees where we can extend the time limit from 3 to 5 minutes, unless there's any objection from the commission. Okay, hearing none, we'll give 5 minutes to each individual. So Amanda, could you go ahead, I'll let you recognize the first. I see Bill Palmer. Was there any other hands up?
I don't see any others up yet. I did want to ask, do you want me to, normally in the physical setting, we have a 1 minute reminder when folks reach 4 minutes. Do you want me to give a verbal reminder, or do you just want to?
That would be different now. That would be fantastic.
Okay, I can go ahead and do that. All right, then. So then the first speaker we have, it looks like Bill Palmer. Let me go ahead and move you over. Mr. Palmer, you look like you are muted, but I believe if you unmute, you should be able to address the commission.
Okay. Wait. Bill Palmer, for the record. I guess you have my name spelled correctly. I have a procedural question for staff to begin with. The procedural question relates to the yearly updates of GMA, which seems to apply to all ordinances as well as the comprehensive plan amendments. How is it that we can proceed in 2020 with a amendment to the stormwater code, Title 12, when we've already used up our 2020 code plan update? I'd like an answer to that question before I get to my comments relative to Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners.
As you know, this is a public input time, not a debate. However, if the staff is willing to answer, I certainly welcome it.
Well, when I ask a procedural question, that's not a debate. That's just a question needs clarification.
Consistent with the Growth Management Act, Mr. Palmer, any development codes that do not trigger comprehensive plan policy goal and policy edits do not require annual docketing to that. So going to your procedural question, the goals and policies in the current comprehensive plan are consistent with the proposal and do not trigger a comprehensive plan amendment, which is subject to once a year shot and amendment through our legislative process in Title 21. So to answer that, and again, I don't want to take a lot of time from your opportunity to provide testimony as well.
Okay, feel free to proceed.
Okay, As the commission knows, I've submitted comments in writing from Kitsap Alliance and on behalf of Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners. I still stand by those comments. I was interested to review the staff response, not only to Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners comments, but also the KBA and a few other engineers that submitted comment. And with one exception, everything that was submitted as a comment or critique resulted in no change. I thought that was really rather odd and deserves some more scrutiny by the Planning Commission and ultimately the Board of County Commissioners. Relative to Kitsap Alliance of Property Owners comments, as far as I'm concerned, the first test that we provided in our opening paragraph of what is the problem we're trying to solve, the staff's response to that, well, it's compliance with basically DOE guidelines for NDPS type permits. And to me, that's an inadequate response. It doesn't talk about a problem. It only talks about compliance. And as far as Kitsap Alliance is concerned, staff failed that test. What I would like to do is to actually submit another letter in response to the comments staff made relative to things that we alleged in our CAPO comments, because I think the type of response we got is, besides being somewhat predictable, is not exactly a fair treatment of the questions and issues that we proposed in our letter. We'll try to get that done by Friday, but it might take a day or two longer. Since our comments are pretty extensive, then I think that probably I'll close my input by saying that another test that there was nobody that rose to the challenge has to do with the impact of the kind of ordinance that these design regulations represent on the cost of housing. It's a huge issue, as Dick Brown tried to point out. It's even bigger than what he addressed. And so far, we don't see Kitsap County taking any initiative to address the issue. Even their report by Echo Northwest basically said that we're not producing enough housing and we're falling behind by some 800 housing units a year.
Mr. Palmer, you're at 1 minute left to wrap up, please.
Okay, and we have no plans to get more housing approved. And when you got the draconian stormwater regulations that this represents, you're not going to get through the process any faster than we have been doing and the county has been doing in the last year or two or three or six or seven. And we're going to continue to fall behind. And the further we fall behind, the cost of housing continues to rise. And there's a direct relationship between not having enough housing, therefore limiting supply, and the cost. We're already at a cost beyond which, and as pointed out in our letter and by others, we're already at a cost of house beyond that which the median income person can afford. With that, I'll close my comments for now, but want to respond to the staff's comments.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Amended, we have another.
Yes, it looks like we've got Pat Fuhrer. Let me.
Okay.
All right, Pat, you are up next.
Pat, you are up next.
All right. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. For the record, my name is Pat Fuhrer, F-U-H-R-E-R. I'm a principal with MAP Limited Engineers here in Silverdale, and one of several engineers that participated in the home builders response and questions that are included in the matrix. And thank you, commissioners, for the opportunity to comment on the stormwater drainage manual this evening. I guess I'm not going to go into the matrix. I echo Mr. Palmer's sentiments completely, although it's not unexpected. Staff, we've made comments over three or four stormwater manuals now in the past, and usually the comments are, well, DOE says we can't, and Kitsap County isn't going to backslide, and whatever. We're used to it, so I'm not going to go into that. But what I would like to ask the staff on this particular revision, and I want to make the commissioners aware of something. My first question to staff is, what has Kitsap County spent to date on redoing the stormwater manual? And the second part of my question is, why do the citizens of Kitsap County keep paying for these revisions when all the other jurisdictions in this county just simply adopt the DOE manual? Why does Kitsap County have to be so much better than every other jurisdiction in the county? I don't understand that, and I think it's worth revisiting, and I want the commissioners to know that Kitsap County has rules that are more stringent than DOE in certain regards. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Pat. Okay, any other? Again, you just raise your hand if you can find it in your screen, or hit star 9. Okay, last call to provide testimony during the public hearing. Just want to give it a little more time to make sure nobody's having any technical difficulties. Amanda, do you have any indication from anybody trying to make contact? Oh, and you're muted. Okay, there you go.
Thank you. I do not.
Okay. Okay. Well, hearing none, we will close the oral portion of the public hearing. And I know Mr. Palmer had requested that we extend it beyond Friday. Before we set a date, if we could briefly discuss how long we want to take written testimony. I know, you know, we've got our commission meeting in 2 weeks to start deliberations, but maybe Angie or staff could give us an indication of how their recommendation on the maximum date out.
I'm just looking at the calendar right now. Commissioners, is July 13th, which is a Monday. That provides opportunity for the public over the weekend. With everybody's busy schedule, does that seem reasonable? I just wanted to ensure that we have enough time to review any additional testimony, questions, anticipate any questions that the Planning Commission may have, and we're prepared and ready to discuss and deliberate on July 21st.
Okay, Commissioner Beam, did you
go ahead? I just wanted to respond to the last testimony. He said that there were several cases where Kitsap County is more stringent than the state. I was wondering if we could get a list of some of those or what the more egregious ones are so that we'd have a chance to evaluate that. Would KBA be willing to do that?
So I think Mr. Fuhrer has his hand raised, and I also see in the chat window, Ms. Bernie Kentworthy, hi, unable to talk, but will send email.
Okay, so. Great. And let's go ahead and recognize Pat again, if you can unmute him, please.
I think I am unmuted.
There you go.
And I will do the same before Friday.
Thank you. Is the commission okay with the third
Monday? In my spare time, since we've already.
Is the commission okay with written testimony through Monday, close of business on the 13th?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, let's go ahead and just, if Richard's great at these, or any of the other commissioners, let's have a motion to accept written testimony through that date.
Move to extend the submission of written commentary to the end of business on 13 July.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second to accept written, and I think the word you used was commentary. I would go for testimony and input to commentary. That's okay. It's all the same. They know what we mean. So motion second. Any comments? Any deliberation? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Any opposition? Okay, motion carries. So again, we will be accepting written testimony through Monday, July 13th, 4:30 p.m. Great. Item H, good of the order. Any announcements, any comments? I will mention I'm very well-versed in Public Records Act and Open Public Meetings Act. And I understand Mr. Palmer's point about a procedure, but it was not procedure regarding the input. It was procedure regarding other issues. And again, the purpose of not, as you can imagine, if you had a public debate, is half the people coming up would ask rhetorical questions of the staff, and then they'd use up their time, and then they get frustrated because they couldn't provide it the input they want. So a lot of times, obviously, you accept the rhetorical questions, and then you give staff or commissioners the opportunity to address that offline, in writing, or at the next commission meeting. But we do what we can not to have a public debate back and forth. Okay. Any other for good of the order? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries, 6:08 p.m. We'll see all of you at the next regular meeting.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you to you and to all of our attendees who participated tonight. And last but not least, BCAT. Once again, we appreciate you televising it. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Night.